Warning. The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
The Random Podcast.
Christine Bullock. 221.
Full of fun.
Wow, 221.
We're almost to the... Oh, no, that's 300. 360. What is it? God, what's the room number on The Shining?
Wow. 227 is a place to be with Marla.
It wasn't there like a... Wasn't there a room 221? And wasn't that like a...
Room 222.
222, okay.
With Karen Valentine.
There was also like a high school drama.
That was room 222.
That was room 222, okay.
Yeah. Karen Valentine was one of the teachers. She was the cool young teacher.
I hosted a show in college called Room 506.
Yeah, we're nowhere near that podcast number. I don't know.
237. So room 237 is the room in The Shining. We have to do something spooky for that one. Spooky.
Okay. You keep track.
I'll keep track. Yeah.
Why do I flash forward to like breakfast. 5 minutes before? Oh, it's, this is it. Oh,
shit.
cue up the shiny music. As we've prepared for this for weeks.
Here's Johnny.
Here's Carol.
Yeah, well, I told you horror's not my thing.
No. And I'm making you watch that.
So, Carol, how has your week been?
It's been okay. It's been a week. It's
yeah.
Fraught with drama and it's just work drama.
Yeah. Well, and pre-wedding drama.
And pre-wedding drama.
But we love you, Dee Dee.
We do love you, Dee Dee.
That has nothing to do with it. It's just the way a wedding
it's
is.
It's a wedding.
Yeah.
It's a wedding. There's drama.
Having just passed our 2-year wedding anniversary, all the time hops on Facebook, like, oh, yeah. Like,
I'll never forget
all the
this,
ones
ever.
Of like, people, please RSVP. We have to know how much cake to get. Oh, my gosh. I've not had a good week. I don't know if you noticed that.
Well, you know, people taking pot shots at Bruce.
I know. So I was driving home from work the other day, chatting with my mom about what mug cakes were, as you do. Now, it was Mother's Day, and I had she had specifically wanted a car-mounted, you know, dashboard mount for her phone so that she could use it like GPS like I do. And so I had got her that, and... you know how Amazon Prime has the thing where it's like little add-ons? Well, I'm kind of addicted to Duncan Hines mug cakes. And if you do the add-on, they're only like $2 or $3 for a box of 4 or 5. And otherwise, it's like $10. So I got her some because, you know, she lives alone. But also sometimes my niece comes over and like sometimes you just don't want a whole cake. Anyway, chatting about that with my mom and explaining to her, you know, how to make them and stuff. And all of a sudden I hear this whoosh and this pop. And my whole rear passenger seat exploded all across the seat. And I was like, Mom, I had to go. But, you know, Bruce is a brand new car for me. I've only had it for, what, 4 months?
Yeah.
I've never had to find the hazard button. And so I'm like, where is the damn hazard button? And I'm freaking out. And I finally got a hold of Matt and told him what was going on and got home. And while we were looking at all of the damage... We were told by somebody, you should really call the cops and tell them about it. And we did. And evidently, we were just one of several people who were shot at yesterday, randomly. I mean, it wasn't a bullet. It was probably either a pellet gun or a BB gun because those will disintegrate. So there's no evidence.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, it still shatters the window.
Yeah, it shattered the entire window. And as I was driving home, I hear glass clinking and there was glass in the front seat and the back seat. And so you just feel like there's glass all over you. It was the rear passenger. So I didn't have any on me, but there was definitely glass everywhere. And, you know, just the fact that somebody just for fun decided to shoot.
Well, and I looked... you know, I drove by there twice today.
Matt was a little mad.
Yeah, I was thankful you were okay, but just beyond rage. I was telling my boss this evening when he called to check up on you that my brain was just like on fire once the cop was like saying what was going on, because I just thought it was like weather or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I was just like, what? But I looked at that spot twice today when I was driving past it, and you have to go across 85 north to this little grassy place, and then there's the ramp that you were on to 85 south. So, and there's some trees there, and you mm-hmm. can, you know, you can be, you know, not seen basically. But I was like, so here's some crossing the road. This wasn't just somebody on their backyard just like hitting cans like a kid or something. They purposely did this and went to pretty much a great effort to do it. And it's like, I just can't imagine what the motivation is to do something to that. And but then the weird thing is, like, as soon as the cop said that, we were looking online. There was something.
And there's more than one.
Yeah, there was a big thing in April where it was a pellet gun then down on Johnson Road off 45. Yeah. And then there was this other thing where people were throwing objects. They didn't know what they were, but the drivers would see them, the objects being thrown by people at their car. And it was like a semi truck got their windshield completely shattered out. And it was just like, just crazy. I'm like, what is wrong? I mean, I don't even think about stuff like that. Like, oh, that sounds like a fun thing to do. Or how bored are you to even come up with that? But it's like, I mean, people can get killed. I mean, I just don't, it's not like an old man, but it's
I was in traffic. It was rush hour. It was 5:45. I was on a ramp. So there was very, very slight emergency offsides. Really not because enough, of the barriers. Yeah. It wasn't enough for me to pull mm-hmm. over safely. And you already have people who are in scene trying to pass each other. And then it merges. So it went from being on a 4-lane highway to go to an off ramp that's 5 lanes that splits into 3 and 2. And then that 2 merges into another 2. And then it merges again. So there's just huge, like, if I hadn't been talking to my mom, I might have been like, because I would have just been in my zone, I might have jerked my car.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to her and doing something. I think I was double focused. I was, by the way, hands free. Right. Through my car phone. I didn't have my phone in my hand or anything. But yeah, again, trying to find the off button on the steering wheel, trying to find the hazard signal to let people know, hearing the glass continually break. And then it was this huge, I mean, because these cars, I mean, it's a Kia Soul. It's not streamlined. So there's air waffling in and out. And I immediately got the first exit off of the highway and took back roads home. But it was just... And you don't know. You don't know what's happened. You don't know how you feel. I like broke down crying like 3 times yesterday because it was just like the shock of it took a second. And then Matt's like, where are you? Just tell me where you are. And I'm like, I can't word. I cannot word.
It was just sobbing. And I was like, I don't know what happened. And then
I was hyperventilating a little bit.
Yeah, it was crazy. But I'm glad you're a good driver and could keep your wits about you because.
Hear that, Carol? I'm a good driver.
You are.
You're wearing your underwear.
Judge Walker's on. Very good driver.
Very good driver.
No, but you never know.
Keep your wits about you.
Yeah, it's one. You know,
it's crazy.
That's just insane. And then I posted it on Facebook yesterday, along with some pictures. And two of my friends here in the Charlotte area have had the same thing happen to them. One in Gaston County, which is the next county over, and another one just like 2 months ago. Now, because of the other events that had happened off highway on North Tryon here in Charlotte, my case, when I called 911, was referred to the CMPD. But my friend Kevin was driving home from a photo gig because he takes a lot of pictures of bands. And, he got the highway patrol, who was telling him at 1 o'clock in the morning when there was nobody on the highway that it must have been a random car kicking a rock. He's like, there was no car to kick a rock. I was by myself and I went under an overpass and then my window shattered.
Yeah. Somebody's dropping something off the overpass. Mm.
Yeah. So I gave him the information. He's going to connect with my guy, but just people stop you know, there is Infinity War to go see. There are books to read. There are movies to watch. There are TV shows. Come to the game night
and stop being a delinquent and menace.
Yeah. Don't be. The Phantom Menace wasn't a good movie, and it's not a good action on the highway. Just cut it out. So, yeah.
Speaking of, I got into it with my brother on Mother's Day because he said that Phantom Menace was better than Last Jedi. I know.
What was he smoking back in Phantom Menace days?
I don't know.
I don't know those pod races.
But he said that all three of the prequels were better than Last Jedi, and I almost kicked him out of my car.
I like your brother. What happened?
I don't know what happened.
What happened was?
What happened was they got a girl in the lead.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, is that...
He thinks that Rey is a Mary Sue, and I'm like, you have no idea what a Mary Sue is if you think Rey is a Mary Sue, because
that's not how that works.
It's not a woman writing these movies, so no, doesn't quite work.
Well, even when you go back to the original movies and really kind of look at it, it's like Princess Leia kicked ass all through that, and like got the shitheads Luke and Han together to do stuff, and like forced them to do stuff, and it was like,
yeah, let's be honest, the lightsaber that Luke was using in the first movie killed was like not the one in
kids. Well,
but once he met Princess Leia, I mean, it was all about Princess Leia. Yeah. He was not, his wand was below the belt, not above it in that first movie.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, the argument is they trashed the Luke character. I'm like, but he's done what every other Jedi has done. He's run away. What did Yoda do? He hit on Dagobah.
Yeah,
what
how did Yoda end up there and know how to live there? Because he'd run away there. Thank you.
What did Obi-Wan do? He hit on Tatooine.
And especially because Luke was, you know, potential to go either side.
Yeah.
He needed to do that for himself, because if he acted in rage, he'd be no better than Anakin was.
Right. So I actually liked what they did with the Luke character.
I acknowledge your theory and reject it.
Yeah,
I mean, I will say the whole Princess Leia flying through space looked a little goofy, but
it was a little more poignant though.
It still chaps my ass about Yoda fighting the Emperor in the council room, and it's like, I must go into seclusion, I must forever, and I'm like, what?
Why?
It was one fight and you're not like bleeding. What?
Yeah.
Get back in there.
You went all hyper hamster on him and
what's going on? It's like you can take him down still. What is going on here?
Call
the ET delegation and get them to help you. It's like, fuck.
But his argument was like, well, why doesn't Luke come out of hiding and lead the rebellion? Well, why didn't Yoda?
Yeah.
Why didn't Obi-Wan?
When he was younger. And, Well, Obi-Wan, they set it up, at least in the prequels, they set it up, he was watching over
Luke,
them.
Which, you know, he kind of had to do because they were stupid enough to leave Luke's with his last name. Let's hide him on the home planet with Vader's last name.
With Tusken Raider carcasses still smoldering from his slaughter when he got revenge for his...
That murdered his father. Killed your entire family.
Yeah. It's like, no wonder they fucking beat Luke up. And then, I have heard that, you know, the rumor's been going on for a long time about the Solo Kenobi movie with Ian McGregor coming back, which would be amazing. I still don't know if it's true, though. It's come back again recently, but I haven't heard, you know, if Disney doesn't say it.
Yeah, there's rumors that they're going to do a Solo Lando movie.
Well, yeah, they have said that, or I saw today that they were saying that Lando's...
Yeah, I think it's a possibility because somebody said it on the red carpet for Solo. But I wouldn't necessarily mind that because I'm seeing Solo mostly for Donald Glover as Lando.
Well, and actually, there's three great books.
But what does it say that... I'm sorry.
Sorry.
There's three great books. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. There's three great Lando books back when they were doing the Expanded Universe stuff. Well, it's now called Expanded Universe and now called Gone. But but they're really awesome. And he's got the Mind Ship of Haru. Really... just really cool names, but he had the Falcon and stuff like that. And it's like, there's a lot you can do with it. And especially with an actor like that, it's like, what are you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, it's been interesting how many of the Solo images are all about Donald Glover. And I don't know what it says about that movie, but
Well, even I've heard mixed reviews of both ways.
Yeah, I've heard good reviews. I've heard bad reviews. I'll go see it because it's got Star. I mean, Jesus Christ, I saw the freaking previews.
Thank you. I saw the prequels. Doesn't mean I have to see it more than once. Yeah, I saw them.
These trailers look opening. Fun.
I know.
They really look fun.
Trailer for Phantom Menace, and we were all like, oh my God, that looks so cool. Who's that dude with the long ears? He's going to be so cool. Oh, no, he's not. No, he's not.
Well, I mean, you know, Harrison Ford did come out. I still think they probably paid him because, one, I can't believe Harrison Ford would sit through a movie because he hates Star Wars. Why is he? He got the check. He's dead in that universe. That's what he wanted. And it's like, why would he pretty much endorse this and like hug the poor kid? And I'm like, made me think worse that, oh, no, there's something wrong with this. They paid.
Has anybody seen Calista Flockhart? Maybe she was being kept in a very tiny closet somewhere.
Thin closet.
We went to go see
one of those ironing board wall things. Just stuck her in there, folded her up. Supergirl.
We went to go see Who's Live, is it anyway? The touring show of Who's Line Is Anyway, but... Dave Foley was substituting for
Ryan Stiles.
Aww. And he for one of the they always do like those hit music things, and it's so one of the guy was actually which Murray was it? One of the
Joel Murray,
Joel Murray was doing a great Dan Aykroyd impression, and then Dave Foley did Harrison Ford, and it was just hysterical. And what was the line about Calista Flock? That's what made me think of it. I was like, she's 40 pounds wet or something like that. But he was so funny.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was really funny because we bought the tickets for Who's Live Is It Anyway back in December. And I'll be honest, Ryan Stiles was the reason why I bought the tickets. So the fact that he wasn't there was a bit of a bummer. But Greg Proops was there, and he's very funny. He's the guy with the curly hair and the glasses. And he came out, and he's like, so Ryan Stiles is sick, and he's not doing well. So he is not going to be here tonight, but we're so sorry. Your tickets are non-refundable. And then he's like, so let me recap. The tall guy, the rich guy, the bald guy, and the black guy are not here. He's like, let me tell you who's here. I'm here. And it was Jeff Davis, who was on the later series, and he does a lot of the singing. And then Joel Murray. So if you don't know who Joel Murray is, besides the fact that he's Bill Murray's younger brother, he was on Dharma and Greg. He was Greg's lawyer friend. And then he was on Mad Men, you said, and some other things. And then they announced Dave Foley from Kids in the Hall. And I was like, okay, if you're going to have to replace Ryan Stiles and you can't get Bader Diedrich from the other stuff, then okay. Dave Foley's right up there with me. Because, he was on so much.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really funny. And he was wearing this kind of purple-ish,
Mr. Purple.
Prom tux you would wear. And it was really funny. And his hair is like all disheveled and... I don't know, there's something about him, something about Canadians that are, it was just funny.
Blame Canada. Yes. But yeah, it was fun.
Something to boot.
Yeah.
Something to boot Canadians.
But we had a good time boot with it. And then they had a good show, although it was over too soon. After waiting for 6 months, you're just like, what? It's already over?
Well, it was 90 minutes, but it just felt like a minute. We were like, oh, no, what? An encore? What happened? All right.
Yeah, they did do the encore thing, which always reminds me of like, who doesn't do an art core? Like,
I know.
Let's just go ahead and finish it.
Just keep going on with your concert and end it.
The only person who didn't do an encore was Louis Anderson when we went and saw them. But he's older. And he was kind of like, I'm only getting off this chair once.
I'm not walking back out there.
So along with the bad car thing, we've also had some bad weather here.
Yeah.
Some thunder watch and warnings. And so thank you again, Carol, for going through the rain. And we were talking on the previous episode
about the rain.
And made my life worth it. Yeah. Come in from the rain. Well, hello again. Good old friend.
There was a moment this afternoon where it was pouring at work. And I was like, maybe.
Yeah, I slept through that. I was having the post-anxiety sleep of the dead. We were talking about how here in South Carolina and North Carolina, even in rain, people freak out.
Yeah, they can't drive.
And in snow. And yeah, I really want to know what they do with all the milk and the bread and the butter afterwards. Because it's like, somebody was like, I make French toast for weeks. So it's like,
well, then just buy cereal.
Well, here's my thing. So, you know, we've cut the cable, so we use an antenna, and so we get a lot of off-brand television shows and television stations. It's like, we get the Walmart of television stations.
It's basically what know? UHF used to be.
But so there's
Blue Ribbon. Yeah.
And because it's free television, the commercials are also that quality level. Oh. But there's one that comes on and they talk about, like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like the flashlight that you can freeze in ice and it will still stay on. It's like, first of all, why would you put it in ice? But the thing that cracks me up is they're like during a power outage and then they show the person cooking on the stove. And it's like, even if it's a gas stove, you still have to have an electrical
component.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't just work that way. Your ad is wrong. So how can I believe that anything else is true?
When I was a kid, my dad was really into camping, like hardcore into camping. And so whenever our electricity went out, out came the Coleman stove.
Oh, yeah.
And he would just deliberately cook things for dinner because he could cook things for dinner.
He's excited.
It's only going to be out for a couple hours. Doesn't matter. Let's cook dinner. Because you could actually
cook. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Let's cook.
My mom, so we had a cabin up in Maine. If that sounds like a horror story,
cabin in the woods.
Enter Stephen King.
Yeah. So when we said we had a cabin up in Maine, it was like a hunting shack. So literally, it's like a one room shack that has this, it had an 1880s stove in it that you would have to like keep the water boiling. And then we had this old sink, and the faucet was literally a green garden hose connected to a spigot, and it was bound to a piece of wood to keep it upright, and that was our water. So you always had to boil the water or whatever. And then we had this Sears porta potty too that you would like have to go and dig holes in the yard and stuff like that. But I said all of that to say, we used to love going up there. It was just, but it was one of those things when you went up there, there was no telephone, there was no TV. There was a radio that we had, but basically you were up there for the week. And then sometimes my dad was in sales, so he would go and do his business stuff and he would kind of leave us up there. And there were other people, in the particular section. We had a property on off of a lake. That had the party lines. Like, this is in the 70s, mm-hmm. and they still had the party lines where you had to, like, say, hey, Bob, I'm going to make a phone call. And Bob was like, okay, I'll stay off the line. You know, there was, like, mm-hmm. 10 of them. And so there was somebody in across the street that had a phone, but we didn't have one. But my mom would, like, pre-plan for weeks, and she'd have, like, little Cool Whip bowls that would say, you know, have the instructions, add 2 eggs and 3 cups of water, because she'd pre-make like her pancake mix, and then she would like make hundreds and hundreds of meatballs. And so one day we'd have spaghetti for dinner, but we couldn't eat too much because the next day that was going to be our meatball subs. And like I'm going on vacation, I don't want to have to cook every day. Plus it was an 1880 stove, so yeah. Like trying to maintain temperature, like, you know, everything had to be pre-made. So it was pretty funny, but good times. Now I feel like the NPR girls from SNL. Good times. Sweaty balls.
I've always said that after my stint with the Renaissance Festival, I'm done camping.
Yeah.
I prefer hotel rooms now.
Yes.
After living on the road for 2.5 years and living in a tent and cooking Thanksgiving dinner on a Coleman stove, I prefer to actually have a house.
Yeah. Because like when we went camping, we had to shower in the lake.
Yeah.
So, and they were very environmentally friendly because this was the 70s. So kind of like now, but they would come down. The people that live there year round would come down and be like, what kind of soap are you kids using? Are you using the Amway shampoo? We need the environmentally friendly stuff because our kids swim in here. And I was like, yeah, and they pee in it too. So.
Yeah.
But our hair would get so soft because it was all that natural water. Didn't know what to do with it. My hair would be like,
ooh,
like a little minerals. Baby chicky butt. Yeah. Doesn't it make you want to reach out and touch it?
No. Anyway.
That's okay. I prefer you not reach out and randomly touch my hair anyway. So what else?
It's
you guys,
pretty.
So
it's pretty
Matt hard. Had a sad day.
What
because
happened?
because Last Man.
Yeah, Last Man on Earth. So, yeah,
it was a bloodbath of TV shows.
Oh man, yeah.
Was so it like 13 that got canceled this week?
Fox especially, because I found out what it was. At first, they were saying it was Tim Allen because Fox wants Last Man Standing to come back. They were blaming it all on him. And then another site was like, well, it's that, or they just signed the deal for Thursday Night Football.
Wow.
Which is like, it knocks out your whole night.
Yeah.
And so, and then I think they get another game on Saturday or something. So basically, it's like all the scripted shows are gone. But it was the fourth season. And I mean, every episode of Last Man on Earth, you know, Will Forte does, he purposely does a cliffhanger because he knew it was a Friends show. And you know, every episode he had to have a cliffhanger because, like, that's the only way anybody might come back and watch this. And the ratings were not good even for Fox, but they were like one of those shows that just, like, you know, Sunday night, we've got something, we can play it. And then, like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but I guess they're going to go to NBC.
Yeah, that got picked up. The Expanse got canceled.
So that bites,
yeah. Yeah, I know, because that's actually a really good show. So now, if you want to know the ending of that story, you have to read the books. Because there is a whole series of those books. But, God, what else got canceled? Lucifer got canceled.
Yeah, another Fox. Fox really got hit hard. A show that I'm watching that I was surprised made it to season two, because I thought the first season, as far as, like, if you were just, like, heard the concept, it was Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland. And it's like, yeah, he's got the 24 audience that still follow him a little bit, I guess. He's shown his age. I mean, he looks more presidential now. But, I mean, the premise of it is all the government gets wiped out, and he was the one tucked away. And he was, like, environmental affairs or something, like some lower position for, you know. And so he becomes president. And this year, it's like his wife died. So it's like, oh, they're getting ready to cancel the show, or they're doing something weird. Because it, you know, they got past the mystery of what happened. I was like, I don't know where you go with this, but it really has been really good TV. And it got canceled by ABC, but it looks like Netflix wants it, and they're actually kind of excited because they're like, oh, we won't have any of the, you know, we can show more blood, we can curse, we can do things that.
Well, and
you
know, House of Cards gone, that gives them another precedent.
Although they were still thinking of doing one season with just Robin Wright.
They're talking about doing a spinoff of it because they just need to distance from the whole thing.
Yeah. And of course, Ash versus the Evil Dead was canceled. And Bruce Campbell came out and said he will no longer play Ash Williams. It's like, that was the last time.
And then what is it? Like, Gotham is going to come back, but it'll be a shorter
season. And that's the last season.
And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got a half season. But I've not been watching it, so.
I haven't either, but I heard that's going to be after Avengers 4. Because they don't want to deal with in between Infinity War and that. So I think that actually makes sense. And you could see kind of the new Marvel as they kind of go out. And who knows, maybe they'll have like a spinoff show that takes them in a new direction. But yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't kept up with it enough to say, okay, these people would be strong enough to stand on their own.
I think we stopped watching when Ghost Rider came on.
Yeah, we got through the first couple episodes and then other television was on. There's so many TV shows I just need to finish. I loved Orphan Black, and then I knew it was the final season, and then things happened last year, and so I'm still like four episodes left, and now I need to kind of go back and watch the episode before the four episodes. So
I'm kind of looking for shows now that are limited, kind of like with my anime. I kind of want something that's 13 or 26 episodes, and that's it. I'm finishing up The Terror, which was a limited run show on AMC, which was really well done. But I did pick iZombie back up, which I do believe is on its fourth season now.
Yeah, and this is the final. It was canceled. So.
Oh, no.
So
I've watched some of the episodes for the fourth season, and then I've stopped because I caught up, and then I don't know.
I was kind of that way with Breaking Bad. I wasn't. It was like the second to last season, and I went back and just watched. I had to binge it, and it is a fantastic show, but it's like, I can imagine that it's just so intimidating for people because you need probably 3 days just to watch it to get all the drama. And there are hour episodes, and it's really dense, and it's really good. But it's weird. Yeah, The Expanse, it's like, I was waiting. I was like, well, I'll wait till they get a little further along. And then with the cancellation,
it's actually
I was like,
well. It was a really well-done show. And I did pick up the first couple of books because the show actually interested me enough that I wanted to read the books now.
Do you like the books? Or?
I haven't read the books yet. It's, okay. It's on my to read pile, which is rapidly growing.
Yeah.
but yeah, I haven't picked it up yet. But I was looking forward to continuing with the show, and of course, they canceled it.
Yeah. So I have been kind of in a retro kick. And so I watched all of the Franny Fisher murder mysteries, Miss Fisher murder mysteries, which is a out of Australia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it has just like four seasons or three seasons in their British kind of seasons where there are only 10 or 11 yeah. episodes a season. Very well done. Very enjoyable. The only thing I really didn't like was the final episode. Because they kind of had this moonlighting kind of thing of will they or won't they get together? And then they just kind of were like, oh, it's the final episode. Let's make it dramatic. Okay, they're together. Spoiler alert. But so I watched all of that. And then I watched the Great Architectural Design series, which was a British series, season one so far. But it's 16 episodes, which is really a lot for British television. Yeah. So that one has been kind of fascinating because basically what they did is they would take four designers and over three episodes, they would eliminate them down to one person. And then they take those four. So they did 16 people and then they got them down to four people. And then those four people competed and at the end of each of those episodes, they would have them be judged by local famous designers.
Did Mary Berry come in and judge them?
No, it wasn't cooking. But it was architectural design. But it was really interesting.
She judges that too with all the, you know, the cakes being architectural.
That's funny. I knew weren't saying this, but all I could think of was Sherry Berry for the elevator inspector in North Carolina. Every elevator I go in, I was like, oh, she got it. We're good. All right.
Well, the interesting thing with this series was that in typical British style, while the people are frantically trying to design stuff, The host is going through giving you history lessons on the different types of houses because, I mean, England is so rich with all these different architectural styles. So each time it would be like, okay, but you need to kind of keep it true to the thing. And it was interesting. So I enjoyed that. That was a good little put it on and not have to think too hard because, you know, other stuff is hard.
Yeah, I've been watching the second season of Westworld.
I caught up with that. That's amazing. Yeah.
It's really good. I think this season's going a little slower, but they're starting to pick things up now that they hit
this past episode was.
Yeah. This past episode made up for the last couple of episodes, I think. And then I've been rewatching Flight of the Conchords because I just needed something. I needed something happy, and Brett and Jermaine just make me happy.
Well, that's kind of the way I was with this architectural design. Because what have we been watching on Netflix together? I don't know. I started watching it by myself, and then he'd come and sit down, and then I was like, oh, okay, I'll wait.
I do that with some of those shows, and then I'm also never watched three episodes. I'm like, I just watched three episodes of that. Okay.
Yeah. But it's good stuff.
So. I watched Silicon Valley. That's a Sunday night show. It just ended their little season, but it was eight episodes and a half an hour. So
yeah, so that goes really quick. Totally. I was waiting for that season to get over, so I can just binge it.
And then this new show, well, it just same thing, eight episodes with Bill Hader, Barry. He's a hitman that decides he doesn't want to be a hitman. He wants to be an actor. So you go from anonymity to wanting to be. And he's like, well, I'll just do stage. That way people will never see me. But he's in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really, really well done. And it's, I forget the actor's name, but it's the Milton from Office Space.
Stephen Root.
Yes, thank you. He is Barry's kind of
handler
and a dickhead, really. Yeah, like, just after the money, he doesn't do anything.
And Henry Winkler is the acting coach,
and he is amazing. His parts just get bigger and bigger through the show, but it's that's a half hour one, and it's you can binge that now. It just wrapped up, and it's been renewed, so I think that'll be cool. And then I just heard about the Gotham spinoff, the 10-episode Pennyworth.
Oh.
Which is gonna, well, they're going to use
pretty,
that actor.
Yeah,
which
he is
cool.
Pretty much the kind of breakaway star of Gotham, I think.
But it's like it's not on Fox or whatever that's on. It's going to be one of those paid services. I can't remember which one. So it's like there's too many of that. And then I heard Robert Downey Jr. is going to do an AI series on YouTube Red, and it's like I keep trying to resist paying for that. So there's just too many apps.
That's clamoring like me for with Cobra Kai.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't.
I'm about to do. Go ahead and pull the trigger and do $13 for 1 month, so I can watch Cobra Kai and maybe Best Buddies, which is Rhett and Link from Good
That's
Mythical Morning.
That's what we say, but we did that with HBO Now, and yeah, we never.
I was going to cancel Hulu. Still watching.
I know. I was going to do that with Stars with American Gods, and I still haven't yet canceled that.
They know you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wanted to be able to pick and choose, but guess what happens when we pick and choose? We choose more.
Yeah, all of it.
I was actually calculating all of my streaming services.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't do that. Why would you do that? Don't do that.
It's more than cable.
It still comes in less than cable, actually. Oh, wow. It does. But then I was adding my subscriptions as well as my streaming services.
No, we did pretty well, I think.
Well, but with Sling and if you count Amazon Prime, but really it's the shipping, too. So yeah. It's kind of... And they just went up.
What? They did.
Well, and we got Amazon
bumped it $20.
But it doesn't hit till 2019.
No, mine hits in November.
Oh, I got mine early enough.
Yeah.
Mine renews in 2 weeks, and I get it at the 79 rate. Hmm. And then in November, September,
Yours is
June of 2019. Yeah.
I was 99 when I started it.
Oh, see, I got it at the 79.
Yeah, in November, it's going to be 119, and I'm actually thinking of not renewing.
No, I honestly, because of all the stuff I buy for Gala,
yeah.
It's like
the shipping's worth it. Yeah.
I was looking up a past order to probably for mug cakes because that's what I do. And we may have 8 boxes of mug cakes in our cupboard. I'm not lying.
I gotta
say those add-on deals are actually kind of addicting because I got a new phone because I had cracked my old phone and I got an iPhone 8 Plus.
Oh.
And I got it because
it was larger. Yeah.
No, it is actually the same size as my 6 Plus. And I got it because it was the same size.
Oh, for your case.
I could use the same case, except the case, the camera hole was off center. You had to buy a new case for the 8.
Of course you
because
do.
They
because
moved that
is what they do. Bastards.
So I went and got a new case. And then I realized that the iPhone 8 does not have an audio jack.
No, you have to buy a dongle.
They want you to buy the
wireless,
the cordless earbuds, and I'm not going to buy a $100 cordless.
Is it a different charging cord?
No, it's the same charging
cord.
It is
the same one, okay.
They just don't have an audio jack.
Oh,
so,
right.
I was like, I'm not going to spend $100 for...
There's an adapter though, right?
Yeah, so I went and got the adapter, and I got the adapter and then a couple of DVDs and then like add on these Funko Pops for $4 each. And they were Blade Runner 2049. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I add on these two.
We got random ones like Hawkman from the Legends TV show. And we decided not to keep that one, but we're like, well, it's a good gala.
Yeah. I had two of the Blade Runner 2049 ones. I had Deckard and I had K.
Oh, wow.
And then they had, Love and they had, the Jared Leto character Warren, and they were like $4.89 a piece add on, and I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
Well, yeah, and my thing is that I finally Amazon Prime's add on feature. Think geeks, geek points. I use a lot of shopping justification for the gala because it's like, if I bump it up to $75, not only do I get free shipping, but I get this many more points that I can use to buy free stuff for the gala. I mean, it still works out, but I did a search because a lot of times, well, as you know, and some of our listeners may be aware, I have some walking issues because of my Lederhose disease. So, I can shop for so long, but you know, if I've only got 15, 20 minutes on my feet, do I want to waste it on walking around Walmart or do I want to walk to the movie theater? I'd rather walk to the movie theater. So I buy a shit ton of stuff from Amazon Prime because it gets delivered to the house. And then I have this wonderful husband who lives here who brings it inside for me.
You have another husband too? Hog?
Wait,
God, you're hogging all the husbands.
Wait, how's that guy? Oh my God.
It's Field in the garage.
I was going to say, he needs to do some laundry.
Although
and other
I
stuff.
Do
I got
have like
chores for that,
that guy. You know, since we're kind of having a little bit of shitty bitch fest.
Ooh, when shit. Shitty bitch.
One of the most annoying things is when you come home and there's a box
on the deck box that says, please place the packages inside, and the package is placed on top of it.
And it's like a size of, it's small, so it easily fits in there. And I'm like,
or it's like sitting against the front door, so everybody from the street can see that we had a package.
We're in a cul-de-sac, so it's like you immediately see it.
It's pouring down rain, and your roommate's welcome mat is a skull that's indented, which holds water, and they just kind of put it right in the water with no wrapper.
We've got a little overhang, so we're lucky in that. But
yeah, we have a little bit of an overhang, but if the rain goes sideways, we're in trouble. But it's just like we get so many donations, especially, you know, towards the fall. And, you know, we try to be responsible, but sometimes we ask people for stuff and they never acknowledge that they're sending it. It just arrives.
Yeah.
We're like,
and it's like, so sometimes I'm going back and checking on stuff, and you'd hate to be greedy and be like, we didn't get it. Can you resend that $200 worth of stuff you sent or whatever? Or $5 worth of stuff you sent? Please don't come steal from my house. But it's like the box is literally right there. And like we bought the double sized deck box now, so you can fit like twice as much stuff. But most of the time they're pretty good. But every once in a while.
All right, if we're going to bitch, then I need to complain about something from last week with delivery.
Okay, complain.
So you ordered something electronic, and you get a notice. Oh, it was attempted delivery at 4 o'clock. They didn't leave it. We'll try to re-deliver the next day. And I was like, okay. And we've had more expensive stuff come to the house. Yeah. They just leave, and I'm like, whatever. So I type, the next day, I'm going to be in the house. It's Friday or something. I'm like, okay. So I type up a letter. I tape it on the front door, and it basically says, I am home. Give me a moment to get to the door. I will sign what you need for this delivery. And I'm waiting, like, I usually, like, go see a movie Friday, or I go do other stuff, and I feel like a prisoner. All of a sudden, like, you want to leave just because you can't, you know what I mean? And it's like, and it was...
And there'll be other days where you'll stay home all day, no problem.
Yeah, but it's just like when you know you can't, you're like, I need to go do this. So anyway, it was like 2:30. And I just happened to open the front door to go to get the mail. And the box is on the mat. Didn't even ring the bell. And it's like every other delivery, even if they don't need a signature, they'll ring and knock the door, unlock the door and leave it. And it happened today when Joey was sleeping, actually twice.
Are you going to tell the irony of the story?
What's that?
What it was that was being delivered?
It was a ring doorbell.
So that we could see who was delivering. So we could see
who was delivering. It's like, nice. But it was just like, really? So, anyway.
Yes, yeah, so if you try to come and steal stuff, we do have a video camera. We will find you.
That's right. And I'm randomly home, so I'll get you.
We are both randomly home at weird times, and just because there's no car in the driveway means nothing.
And one of our neighbors sits in her garage with the door open on a chair and just watches everything, so she's watching you. She'll get
you. I kind of need to go over and chat with her, but she screamed across the way, I love your hair color. She's very sweet.
Yes.
So I did actually buy the little dongle that's splits. Good. So you can actually...
I told you you needed a dong dongle.
Yeah, because my thing at work, because I'm doing mostly order entry, I like to listen to books or podcasts. So I would always have my phone plugged in.
Sure.
And then my headphones plugged in so I can listen. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Now it's one or the other and this sucks. Because it would drain the battery down all day. You listen to podcasts for nine hours, but now I've got the splitter thing. So
I'm not a huge fan of the wireless things either, to be honest.
They're just cat toys, and that's just like to me, that's just something that is going to fall in between the seats of my car or get lost under a couch or something.
I have weird ears, so I have to have the over the ear thing. I can't have ones that just stick in my ear because they don't stay.
I gotta like jam it in there.
Really? Do you jam it in hard?
I can't use the Apple ones that come with all the iPhones. Those don't like.
Those actually work better than the ones that I've got. I picked up a pair from Hot Topic because I didn't have them at work. So I had ran across the street to the Hot Topic outlet and picked up a pair of Jack Skellington ones.
Of course
then,
you did.
And then immediately broke one part of it because I dropped it and ran over it with my chair. And I'm like, oh, shit. And so the left ear.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, because you always break our pens. So,
so the left ear pen doesn't work anymore. But I just listen with one anyway because
you're hip.
Just in case somebody has to.
Carol's the reason why we no longer print out an agenda.
Well, hey.
Because she and Tiffany would have to draw all these pictures and then she would always break
the
pen.
I'm just a natural doodler.
You are. You are a doodler.
Yep, I am.
Well, this has been fun, folks. Yeah. Thanks for letting me vent. Tiffles is not here, if you haven't noticed. Tiffles, say hi.
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 No, Tiffles,
we're going to hear about that.
No, she would have to listen to the podcast. Yeah, no, so Tiffles not here today, but she's studying for her exam, so hopefully she does very well. And we'll be back soon. So make sure you go back and listen to episode 220 to Josh from the Airsley Grand Cinema. Mm-hmm. And then make sure that you also tune in next week when you'll hear our hero say,
"What up?"
what are we
doing Santa Clara?
We're doing
Santa Clara Diet.
Yeah.
Santa Clarita Diet.
Sorry, yeah. And we're also meeting with Pixie Rose Studios.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is. All right. Hit the button.
Bam. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Kilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.